for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Men's Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, October the 14th, 2017. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on the symbols and snares of Freemasonry.
I'm going to teach today on Freemasonry. One of the major things Freemasonry does is bring a spirit of fear with it, where you're operating in fear. So let's do it together. Say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm asking you
to expose to me.
Show me, Lord.
Show me, Lord.
Areas in my life.
Areas in my life.
Where I'm operating in fear.
When you do, Lord,
I'll confess that as sin.
Because anything
not of faith
is sin.
So, Lord, you're my deliverer.
And I believe
as you show me. And
I confess
that I can cast the demons out. And walk in courage. You said to Joshua, and I believe you say to me today,
be
bold
and
courageous.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've done already. Thank you for, you're just an awesome, awesome, awesome Father. There's no full way to describe you. The best we can do is a small offering for a God like you. But everything we have, we say, you're amazing, Lord. Lord, I love you. We love you. I can speak, I believe these men, every man here loves you. We love you, Lord. We need your great love. We need your wisdom. We need your anointing, Lord, that would destroy the yokes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your word says that you would open the eyes of our understanding. I pray it over every man here today, that, Lord, as we gain knowledge, you open the eyes of our understanding, and then, Lord, you give us the wisdom about what to do about it. And, Father, we give you all the glory. We bind a strong man. I bind Baphomet right now in the name of Jesus. I bind Isis and Osiris and Horus and Semiramis and Nimrod and Tammuz in the name of Jesus. I bind every demonic trinity arrayed against us today in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for your warriors that are here today, that you would send whatever is needed to accomplish the task you want to do, even at this moment. In Jesus' name. And we give you all the glory for what you've done, what you're going to do today, and what you're going to do tomorrow.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk about this religion called Freemasonry. It's symbols, it's snares, and it's conflicts with the Word of God. Now, Mason's Creed is syncretic. That means multiple gods put together. Multiple. The mixture. How many know there is only salvation in one name? It's found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which men must be saved, according to Acts 4:12.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know about the nation Israel. They were given to, the Bible says that what we see about them was given to us as an example. And you know, when they just had Yahweh alone, they never got whooped. They were undefeatable. Blessed and whole and prospering. And when they brought in those other gods, it was bad news. Nothing new under the sun, men. Masonic secrecy is Gnostic in nature. It means that holiness and righteousness and even salvation is gained by knowledge and the seeking of knowledge as well as good works. Such knowledge is often considered set apart for special or enlightened ones. Anybody ever heard of Thomas Jefferson? How wise that he was supposed to be. Well, I went to his house, a place called Monticello, and on the way there, the Holy Spirit told me that he had wisdom, but it wasn't from him.
home.
And when we got to the house, all around his house are obelisks, which are Masonic items. I'm going to show you about an obelisk here in just a bit. And within his house were New Age pictures and things that we would call New Age today. But remember, there's nothing new under the sun. They were Eastern things to do with Eastern mysticism. And plates with a John the Baptist, a picture with a plate and John the Baptist's head on it, which is a Gnostic thing. There was a group called the Johnites that what they did was they believed Jesus was a man, but they denied his godhood. Okay? And John the Baptist plate on a charger was one of their symbolisms. And then on the wall in Monticello were three pictures of three men that he highly respected that he just called enlightened ones, which I just read that thing, enlightened. That is, listen, the Freemasons as a whole, your average Freemason doesn't have a clue about what he's doing, but in the highest levels of the rulers of this world, it is a tool used by Lucifer to get his way throughout our governments and business realm. So, you know, our God has gone to great lengths to show the world the truth. It's the devil that hides truth from men. 2 Corinthians 4:3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. 4:4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, be shown to them. Listen, that's why you want to pray for somebody, here's a bonus. You learn to bind the strong man and bind the mind-blinding spirits. Because the demon, devil is not everywhere, but his demons are. And they have men blinded. And when you bind the strong man and bind the mind-blinding spirits, you're giving them a temporary moment to be able to see. Then you ask the Holy Spirit to convict them and bring witnesses. You want to see some change, start doing it. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. As a sidebar, that means you're temporarily tying those demons up. You're forbidding their operation. Okay? How many want to see some people saved? Well, we need to become more effective warriors. Brother gave us a charge to be watchmen. Well, when you're a watchman, you got to do something. So it's not just that you sing. It's that you do something about it. We got to pray. And we need to pray more effectively. Now listen, we petition God. And we supplicate him. We ask him and make requests, but he gave us authority here to walk and establish his government. And you do that with your mouth by speaking things in Jesus' name. Freemasonry commits the sin of partiality. James 2:1 says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. But if you have respect of persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law or convicted of the law as transgressors. So you know, Masons can go up, there's a Masonic judge and there's a Masonic lawyer, that lawyer's going to go and he's going to put his hands together like that and say, we're going to get a square deal today, aren't we, judge? And he just told that judge that I'm a Mason. And the scales of justice just went to that side. So here's a list of some. I went to a Masonic website for this years ago. You can add a bunch more to it, but I'll just look at some of the ones. You got Buzz Aldrin, or Edwin Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut, Louis Armstrong, Benedict Arnold, General Henry Hap Arnold, Stephen F. Austin, Gene Autry, Omar Bradley, James Buchanan, President, Buffalo Bill, Nat King Cole, Samuel Colt, Davy Crockett, William Cushing, Sam Houston, Burl Ives, Andrew Jackson, Eddie Rickenbacker, the Ringling Brothers, Sugar Ray Robinson, Roy Rogers, Will Rogers, Franklin Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, George Wallace, Jack Warner, Warner Brothers, Earl Warren, Supreme Court Justice, Booker T. Washington, George Washington, and you could go on and on and on. I just took a couple of pages from a couple of the letters about the influence the Masons have here. I often used to wonder, when you go through that list, because I was a history reader. And I loved history before I got born again. And then I became more interested in whatever Jesus was doing. And however history works through that, it's fine with me. But it's his story anyway, right? Alright? So, but I was a reader. And I read all sorts of history. It always perplexed me that in the Battle of Texas, in the Battle of San Jacinto, whereby now there's this big phallic symbol, the San Jacinto Monument standing there, but it always perplexed me, why in the world General Sam Houston captured Santa Anna and let him go, who was the general in Mexico. And I thought, why in the world would you do that? And Santa Anna, by the way, was sleeping with a prostitute when he got caught. Which you'll see more of why he might have been doing that as we go on explanation. But the truth is, Santa Anna was a Mason. Sam Houston was a Mason. So he was bound to let him go because of Freemasonry. Masons make unholy vows. Jesus said in Matthew 5:34, but I say unto you, swear not at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, by none of the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black, but let your communication be that you gave me, yea, and your name be. Freemasonry is a hidden fraternal order. It's defined by them as a system of morality. The first three steps are the Blue Lodge. The first degree is called Entered Apprentice. The second degree is called Fellow Craft. The third degree is called Master Mason. Most men only go to the third degree, but if one chooses, you can go to the 32nd degree in the Scottish Rite and the 13th degree in the York Rite. Scottish Rite is called the Ancient Order. It is a Scottish, it has 32 degrees. It was perfected by a man named Albert Pike that I'll talk about later. And on the York Rite, it's 13 degrees. There's a Masonic pyramid. You can go out and look at it. So at the base of the pyramid is the Blue Lodge, the first three. On the left side is the 32 degrees of Scottish Rite. And over here is the 13 degrees of the York Rite. And I've had men tell me, say, well, the York Rite is supposed to be a Christian side. But they start in the same place and they end in the same place. It's not Christian at all. It's a mask. In many degrees, the Mason pledges themselves to Egyptian and other deities. There's the 33rd degree that is largely honorary, but the 32 degrees gives you access to becoming a Shriner. I'll say this up front. My dad was a 32nd degree Mason and a Shriner. And I have seen the effects of what the curse of Freemasonry brings upon a bloodline. I've lived it. I know exactly what it does, and it's devastating. As a Shriner, you place your hand on the Muslim Quran and pledge yourself to Allah, who denies that Jesus is the Son of God. The lying and deception begins with the G. Ex-33rd degree Mason Jim Shaw says, the Blue Lodge Mason, and he was one of the few, by the way, that come out of 33rd degree Mason. Very few do. And it is an honorary deal, and the only other 33rd degree Masons can initiate you. And you'd be surprised some of the men that are involved in that. Movers and shakers. So they say that the Masonic symbol represents God. Later on, he's told it represents deity. Later still, he's told it represents geometry. In reality, it represents the generative principle, the sun god, and thus the worshipped phallus, the male generative principle, in its position along with the square and the compass on the east wall over the chair of the throne of the worshipful master. It is the representation of the sun, thus the sun god Osiris. Its earthly meaning, then, is of the sacred phallus. All right. So, this is female. This is male. This is G. This is a fertility cult. It's Baal worship. It's been moved forward and hidden in Freemasonry. But now, I'll just tell you a little bit more. Genesis chapter 6, if you go read it, it says the sons of God, Bani Elohim, took the daughters of men for wives, and there were giants in the land. Okay? There's nothing new under the sun. Jesus said when he come back, it would be like the days of Noah. This is representing what's coming then. The same thing, the mixture of humans and angelic entities that aren't from God. All right? And so this whole thing, so you got hidden different things in Freemasonry, and the upfront guy isn't told. Only the illuminated ones are told. Okay? And then, by the way, the saying is that you can live by the square and the compass, which indicates moral living, and that if you live by the square and the compass, you can go see the great architect in the universe. If I stopped right there, didn't tell you another thing, you have to know that's Antichrist to the core. If that's all we're talking about, that is Antichrist to the core. There's one way to get saved, and that's through Jesus. You can behave all you want to and fire up in hell. Everybody know that?
Right?
And you know, that's the tragedy. There's a lot of good people going to hell every day. That's why we want to get cleaned up and full of God and bold and courageous and full of the love of God and full of compassion and to be able to go witness to people so they don't go to hell every day. Amen? So they mix the Bible, idolatry, paganism, the occult, Gnosticism, Kabbalah, fertility cults, Satanism, spiritualism, demonology. It's like it's been put in a blender and to come up with the Masonic religion. They do, on the front surface, deny it being a religion. Your average guy on the street, I always tell people, I told you my daddy was a Mason. I love my dad. Okay, he made grave mistakes in joining that. They also say, listen, Masons say they offer candidates the light. Now, I got a question for you. Why would a Christian who's received the light of Christ need any other light?
Amen.
Jesus is the light of the world. But my dad, praise the Lord, he's able, fear that came through all these vows drove him into alcoholism. And, so abandoned in place and needed a lot of healing. But, fortunately, my dad was able to tell his children he loved us, which is a big thing. If you're a father, you better make sure you're telling your children you love them with your mouth.
Yes.
Don't think for one minute your work is enough. Don't think for one minute that you just because you're being a good man and supplying, you should do those things. But you need, and your little boys need to be grabbed up and hugged and said, I love you, son, you're special. But your little girls, they need to know that they're safe in your arms.
Amen.
And that you die for. The light they're actually given is Lucifer. All Masons are worshiping Lucifer whether they know it or not. Job says that Satan walks to and fro on the earth. He is our adversary as a master deceiver. Many good men and women are tricked by the seemingly good works and outwardly moral profession of Freemasonry. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 says, "In no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Average guy hasn't a clue what he's into. He doesn't have a clue. Highest levels do. The enlightened ones do. And they'll find out. Listen, if you were a pastor in a church, you're going to sow seed to everybody. And then those that are hungry, you're going to pour into. Hoping that other people will get hungry, but you're going to pour in, you're going to water, you're going to disciple those that want to grow. Well, these guys do the same thing. So the Mason that shows an adeption or the ability to have understanding of what this really is, which is a craft, as in witchcraft, its principal demon behind it, okay? They're going to grab them and disciple them and raise them up and get all their secrets so they can put them in office somewhere and control them. Just know that. So what about the lodge in a believer? 2 Corinthians 6:14-17 says, "But be ye not equally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? And what part is he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from amongst them." That's our whole lives, man. Not just Freemasonry. The more that we can come out of the world, we're in it. We don't have to be of it. But the more that we can come out, the greater the light's going to shine.
Amen.
The true light. Amen? Deuteronomy 5:9, "Do not bow down to any idol or worship it, for I am the Lord your God, and I tolerate no rivals. I bring punishment on those who hate me and on their descendants down to the third and the fourth generation." That's your generational curse right there. Unknown to most Masons, there's an occult side to Freemasonry. Is it levels of Masonry that most Masons never get to? Here's Albert Pike. Now around here you got a whole road. There's a road named after you.
Yes.
Fort Smith has a road named after you. Statues all over Washington, D.C. And the Masonic Temple's got his body in there. And then the Masons will tell you in there, you know, they have there's a word called apologetics for those that defend the Christian faith. So they have Masonic apologetics. And those guys will say, well, we're not tied to Albert Pike anymore, but in their temple they got his bones. Something wrong. Albert Pike said that the Mason in the first, second, and third degrees, known as the blue degrees, are intentionally misled by false interpretation. His morals and dogma is handed out to the fourth degree Mason. Here's his word. It is not intended that he shall understand them, but it is intended that he shall imagine he understands. In his book, Masonry Beyond the Light, William Shoglin, who is now a saved Christian, talks about his experience as first a Satanist, and then a Mason, and reveals that he went from Satanism to Masonry, that many rituals were the same. Other names for Freemasonry are the Brotherhood, the Lodge, the Craft. This guy was the Coven trainer, and he went from witchcraft, and he joined Freemasonry, and that fit right in. And then he went from there to Mormonism, because that fits right in too. Because Mormonism's tied to Freemasonry. Joseph Smith was a Mason. Okay, the founder of Mormonism. And they blended. But somehow in Mormonism, they do use the King James Bible that they say is okay as far as it's interpreted correctly. So a person, if they read that, could get some truth. And that's what happened to him. And Jesus saved him and pulled him out of there. False gods in Masonry include Baal, Osiris, Horus, Isis, Vishnu, Brahma, Allah, the great architect of the universe. His name is Gaotu. Jesus the man is not denied, but his deity is. Here's some quotes from famous Masonic historians. Masonry makes no profession of Christianity, but looks forward to the time when the labor of our ancient brethren shall be symbolized by the erection of a spiritual temple in which there shall be one altar and one worship and one common altar of Masonry on which the Veda, the Shastra, the Sade, the Zendavesta, the Quran, and the Holy Bible shall lie together, at whose shrine the Hindu, the Persian, the Assyrian, the Chaldean, and the Jew shall worship. Let me tell you, the world that's coming, men of God, is not a non-religious, atheistic work. It is a very, very religious work in which all of these systems, which at first they're going to tell you all of them are good, they're going to the same God, up until the point the Antichrist is revealed, and then he's going to pull all that worship back to him, period. But at first, they've got to get rid of Jesus as the only way. He's got to be taken out. And by the way, all things you're seeing happen in our nation, all things that you see that are happening, are the dividing lines. Dividing, 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 dividing. So there ain't but one group that stands for righteousness. Say, I'm in that group.
I'm in that group.
Amen?
Amen.
In his private petitions, a man may petition God or Jehovah, Allah or Buddha, Muhammad or Jesus. He may call upon the God of Israel, the first great cause. In the Masonic Lodge, he hears petitions to the great architect of the universe, finding his own deity under that name. 100 paths may wind upward around a mountain. At the top they meet. The true Mason is not creed-bound. He realizes with the divine illumination of his lodge that as a Mason, his religion must be universal. Christ, Buddha, or Muhammad, the name means little, for he recognizes only the light and not the bearer. He worships at every altar. The followers of Confucian and Zoroaster can assemble as brethren and unite with the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims, though the one God who is above all the Balaam must needs to leave it to each of his initiates to look to their gods. I have a brother-in-law. Bless him. Save his soul. Good man. They're Mormon. And one day, had to do some business because my mom passed away and I was the executor of the estate and he's a lawyer. So spent some time down there and he likes to fish and I'm a fisherman. So we talked about going to Canada to fish sometime. And the next day, he come back and he said, man, I got to tell you something. He said, I had a dream. And he said, in that dream, we were both in a boat. You were in the front of the boat, I was in the back of the boat. And you were catching one fish after another. And I wasn't catching any fish. And he said, I wonder in the world. And he said, in my mind, I'm going, what in the world is wrong? And he said, you turned to me and you held up the bait and he said, you got the wrong bait, Rick. Which, that dream is pretty easy to explain. We're fishers of men, right? You got to have the right bait. Jesus, the true Jesus. So one day my sister called shortly thereafter and asked if she could have me have my dad baptized for the dead in the Mormon temple. And I said, well, I just didn't even answer, because the answer to that is no. But then the Lord told me to deal with him on the issue. So I wrote him a letter and told him the difference. So just you know, the Mormon God is a God that changes. Who they call Heavenly Father was a man who became a God by holy living. Okay? Well, that's not our God. He's the same yesterday and today and tomorrow. He doesn't ever change. He's always been holy. He never changes. He doesn't evolve. And Jesus is the brother to Lucifer, which makes him an angel or a cherub. And you can't be a cherub and God at the same time. God created all those. So I sent all that to him, but it's interesting, and the reason I'm telling you, because what I just read was he talked about all those roads leading to the mountain. He told me, verbatim, he said, I believe we're on this different trains, but headed to the same place. Which was an exact quote of that word. An exact parallel, anyway. The denial of God in the flesh is Christ the Messiah of the one and only living God, Yahweh, is Antichrist to the core. 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denies Jesus is the Christ? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. Ephesians chapter 2 says, for by grace you are saved through faith, and it's not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm going to begin to show you some Masonic symbology. There's a point within the circle. It has a sexual connotation. It is the female principle symbolized by the moon, assuming the form of a female round opening or a crescent, while the male principle symbolized by the sun assumes the form of a lingam or phallus, a male symbol, and placed himself erect in the center of the circle. So, when you see that, point within a circle, that is female, male. Look, chrome. See it? This thing here is called the 8-point step of enlightenment. It's got all the there's the male, there's the female. In the witchcraft or Satanism and the heavy witchcraft, they've got an 8-step path to enlightenment through a place called Shambhala, and that's what they did. It's heavily Masonic as well too. So it shifts between the different ways the enemy destroys people. But I want to show you an obelisk. The Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary defines an obelisk: a stone pillar used in worship, especially of the Egyptian sun god Amun-Re, four-sided, made from one stone, obelisk tapered to the top where a pyramid rested. They apparently symbolized the rays of the rising sun and the hope of the pharaoh for rejuvenation and new vitality. And in times, they were used in tombs to represent hope for resurrection. I want to tell you what else they represent. So the man named Nimrod was killed. History tells us that he was killed. And when he did, the man cut him up and sent the parts back to his wife, who was called Semiramis. Guess what part didn't get back? So the male part. So she built altars as a male symbol to Nimrod. That morphed into Egypt with Isis, Osiris, and Horus. And so that symbol is with Osiris. And many believe that Osiris and Nimrod were the same person, if you go do your research. But here's what they are. You ever see one of those? Look in your graveyards around here. Heavily up north too, Pennsylvania. It was amazing how much is there. Okay? But every one of those represents a male phallic symbol. Now you're watching the monument. See, if you look at it, you see the flags on the bottom? So there's the male and there's the female right there, even in the forms of the flag. Houston, Texas, has got the San Jacinto Monument there. So let's just go through. New York, London, Paris, the look, the Eiffel Tower, built by Mason. Yeah, that's a big phallic symbol. Everywhere you're seeing these, it's really a declaration of the power structure of Freemasonry in the world. And they're established to draw power from as well. So there's Rome, okay? See that eight-step path? One, two, three, four. Same thing right there. See that? The ovalist, the male within the female. Washington, D.C. and Rome are pretty well alike in this factor. Okay? The Capitol buildings are female. The male is the ovalist. When your president is initiated, sworn in, he stands and faces that obelisk, and at the same time they do that, in the Masonic temple, there is a resurrection ceremony done meant to pull the spirit of Osiris up and that he would enter the president of the United States. So, interesting story about that. You go back to this, is one pope came along and decided to get rid of all those. Every obelisk in Rome, and he had them tore down. Well, he died and the next pope came back. He had them all put back up. And that pope tried to exorcise that thing. And then they put a statue of Jesus on top of it. Okay? Seventh-day Adventist Church. Puerto Rico. Here's the obelisk marking the birthplace of Joseph Smith. And so Jehovah's Witnesses too, by the way, are rooted in Freemasonry. Their original roots. So here's a massive obelisk on the American Baptist Theological Seminary in Nashville, Tennessee. All those steeples on your churches, that's what they are. That's where the root come from. So then look at its influence on architecture. So Germany, Hong Kong, Minneapolis, Houston, Texas, France, and Memphis, Tennessee. That's a Bass Pro Shop now. That thing is. So the Enlightened Mason, the interlacing triangles of the hexagram depict sexual intercourse. Remember, that's male, male, female. Male, female. Listen, there's nothing new under the sun. You want to take things back, you go all the way to the garden, tree of knowledge of good and evil. Male, female, black, white, good, bad, hot, cold, sun, moon, all those things. Go back to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So, all right, there's your sprite. There's a true yin yang, but here it is, it's a mixture, sun and moon. Here in Mexico, a lot of people, even God's people, have these things for just something to decorate out on their porch. And so it's a sun god and moon god together. There's Pepsi. Yin and yang is a very common symbol. Many organizations use it. Listen, pretty well if you want to get away from everything. It's got the symbolism on it you don't want. You're going to have to come out in the woods and become a subsistence farmer and quit buying things. This world's a mess until Jesus comes. Amen? Alright. So look, you can see back again and again in the Masonic Lodge, it's represented by these black and white checkered tiles, yin and yang. Okay? They're in every lodge. And they know it. This masonry use it, according to Albert Pike, the black and white pavement symbolizes the good and evil, the principles of the Egyptian and Persian creed. It is the warfare of Michael and Satan, light and shadow, dark and night. Even the triangles of Freemasonry are used to represent the opposites of good and evil. Masonry also teaches standard satanic lore about this yin and yang symbol. Thus the monad and the duad were the phallus and the catechesis of the Greeks, the male and female, the lingam and yoni of the Hindus, the yin and yang of the Chinese, Baphomet. This is a god and one of the principal gods of Freemasonry. It makes use of the pentagram. The eastern star is for the females. The eastern star was created for the women that felt violated or alone or abandoned when their husbands were in the lodge. So they created that to give them something to do. Okay? But a mason oversees it. He's called the worthy patron. So a woman joins the Eastern Star, she's got all these curses too. She's tied into the same tree. Okay? Baphomet is a god that's both male and female. It's got a goat head on him. And he's a nasty looking critter. He's she. And somebody, and I'm not going to say who did it, but I just got a testimony that somebody said that some people that were masons, their children were born with both male and female parts. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Anybody got any dollar bills? It's hard to get away from this one. You don't have any money. I prefer hundreds. They don't have it on there, but got one. Because they got plenty of other stuff. The earthly triangle, or the pyramid triangle, is what it's called when the point is up. It symbolizes the perfect or divine man. Ultimately, listen, men, what did the devil tell Eve? He said you could be as gods. And the quest of man in the days and times to come is to be as gods. Okay? And that means they're going to try through transhumanism, and you can look that up online or go into that today in depth. But transhumanism means that they're going to mix humans with other creatures and ultimately mix humans with angels again. And the goal is to bypass the penalty of death and find a salvation in another name. Eternal life in another way. And people are going to fall for it because the people that don't want to behave and obey God are going to look for another answer because nobody wants to die. And they are even scientifically talking about that being done by 2045, immortality. Well, I present to you, if they're talking about it, they've got it way up on the scale of time. That's one of the ways you know Jesus is coming. You know He's not going to put up with that. Okay? You know He's coming soon. So this all seeing eye is the eye of Horus. It can also be called the eye of Set. It represents an ability to see into the spirit realm outside of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, if the Holy Ghost wants to show us something, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But if you manipulate something into happening, it's illegal. It's witchcraft. And what opens that third eye is occultism. And that can be through Freemasonry. If you got ancestors that were Freemasons, you're born with a third eye. Witchcraft, drug use. What the world calls hallucinations, it's just people seeing into the spirit realm. They're seeing through the veil. You know, we praise God that if we could see through the veil, we would be and see all those angels like the Elijah's servants, and he saw all of them old. They were chariots of fire. And they were more with us than against us. But we also see the dark stuff. And those that God have the third eye open illegally are either seeing darkness for what it is, or darkness as angels of light, and they're having second heaven experiences. We want our heaven experience to be third heaven alone at the throne of Yahweh. Amen? And listen, there's many people, good people, seeking third heaven experiences. Now I'm just going to say this. John and Paul had third heaven experiences. But nowhere do we see they were trying to do that. They were in the Spirit on the Lord's day. We're to be here and seek the Lord and do battle. And we're already seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus according to the Word of God. But many people get so off seeking that experience, they have second heaven experiences with angels of light, and they think they're dealing with God, and they get another spirit. There's more in the eye for us. Throughout occultic history and idolatrous religion, it represents man's ability to see in the spirit realm. Well, that is okay. Oh, by the way, it is a mixture. This is what's coming. It's not new under the sun. We need to know that. We need to be able to begin to explain to these kids, when you find this architecture all over the world, it has an explanation, and it's not aliens from outer space that created us.
That's right.
But that's the lie.
That is.
It's fallen angels. and their offspring did all this. And they made those mixtures all over the world. I mean, you telling me some caveman sat around and come up with that? No way. Didn't happen. These were actually beings that were worshipped as gods, and they were feet on the ground. Feet on the ground then. So look, so here's Horus, and there's the sun, and there's this snake, which represents it's Satan's unending lie of his kingdom and wisdom. Alright, CBS, all CNI, AOL, all CNI, Microsoft, all CNI, Ameritrade, all CNI. They're watching you, boys. Statue of Liberty. It's an abomination. It's an abomination. That thorn in her head represents Apollo. She represents Minerva, Aphrodite, Sabali, all the way back to Semiramis. This goddess throughout history changed names, but was a goddess that demanded child sacrifice. And there were prostitutes, temple prostitutes at all these temples. And you slept with the goddess, you slept with a person, male or female, and became one with the god. It's nothing under the sun. So many people that are descendants of Freemasons or joined Freemasons have a spirit called a temple prostitute in them that causes promiscuity. It's nothing new under the sun. It's just not called that. But that's what it is. The Americans resisted this thing for over 40 years. They did not want it. It was a gift of the Freemasons of France to the United States of America. Do we have a problem with child sacrifice in this nation? Do we? Do we have a problem with sexual sin in this nation? Well, there's your national symbol right there. Symbols matter. Say this, Father.
Father,
I reject the goddesses.
I reject the goddesses.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I repent.
For every goddess
that's been worshipped by me, or my bloodline,
and my bloodline.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command.
Goddesses to leave.
Now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
I command.
Semiramis.
Athena.
Minerva.
Aphrodite.
Venus.
Artemis.
Diana.
Hestia.
Vesta.
Demeter.
Ceres.
Gaia.
Terra.
Rhea. And
Ops.
To go.
Go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Take a deep breath. Come on. Let him go. Come out. In the name of Jesus, all you goddesses, in the name of Jesus. Jezebel, you're in the middle of that. So come out. In the name of Jesus. Go. Let God's people go.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.